Hello, for the Purpose, Critique, and Review, Education, the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Network proudly presents...
Hey, it's the Nerdlings Podcast, and we're doing one more live session. I'm finally moved, I'm settled in, I'm WC Chronicle, Senior Nerdling.
Jersey Mike, Junior Nerdling, but are we ever settled in, though? I mean, there's always something moving and shaking in our lives.
I got a few more things off my plate. Let's put
it
that way.
You just lighten the load, which is like the podcast, listening to us, you know, lightening the load. We're trying to make you laugh, have a little fun, reminisce, be nerds.
Be nerds. And we're getting a lot of cool young and nerdlings come following us. We're going to have to start hitting them up for some interviews.
Listen, the other day on the bus, because they got a March Madness coming in and all the prelims, all like the what do they call that?
Like
semifinals. The champions of like kids and stuff coming in from basketball before college starts and stuff. So there was kids on the jitney the other day going from the Gold Coast to the Orleans. They're rocking out to like polka music. I couldn't believe it. Then they said, well, the music guy, Weird Al, he used to play classical music before he became known as the crazy music
guy.
That's
true.
But that's nerds. These kids couldn't be 15, 16 years old, and the kid's going, we got to play this in the car. This is cool polka music. I was shocked.
Weird Al just did a thing, I think it was on with the Roots, or I think it was Jimmy Fallon, I can't remember which, but he did a little polka version of the that Broadway production, Hamilton.
And I was shocked.
I haven't watched
it
yet.
Yeah, but he was the polka guy, and they said he's a very talented guy. But it was like, wow, nerds know who Weird Al is coming up. I'm like, shoot, man.
Yeah, I mean,
let's get this podcast rolling.
Well, we're going to work way through some things here because this is what we're doing. We're the nerds. So, first off, actor from MASH that you and I grew up with. His real name is David Ogden Stiers, maybe Steers, I don't know. He passed away. He was 75. You and I would have known him better as Major Charles Emerson Winchester III.
Is just amazing because I was just talking about that. I didn't know he passed away. God rest his soul. I'll tell you what. I remember the episode where him and Margaret Houlihan were going after. He wanted a coat. He had a coat.
Yeah.
She had mittens. And he finally gave her the coat. The mittens had a hole in them. But he was the snooty, affluent Winchester named after.
Yeah, the Winchester.
Named after, what's his name? The
rifleman.
I don't know. The prime minister. Charles Winchester or whatever.
Winston Churchill.
Yeah, I think that somebody said that's how they combined the character to make
that.
It like flavorful and draw people in.
Because he came on in MASH seasons 6 through 11 to replace actor Larry Linville, who played Major Frank Burns.
Yeah, and who knows when him and Houlihan Hot Lips, what happened really?
Well, Major Charles Emerson Winchester III, he never did anything with Hot Lips. But here's the thing. I knew that he was 75. He lived in Newport, Oregon.
Oh.
I knew he lived down there. He even actually, he didn't do any acting, but I was aware that he did do some directing of some local theatrical companies down there in Newport, Oregon, back in the mid-90s, I believe.
Oh, wow. I guess he made enough money off of that in his movie run to put it away.
And he had enough residuals coming in from MASH.
You know who else had a lot of residuals I read online? Is Joyce DeWitt. Janet Wood from Three's Company. That one role set her up into other things, not big movies, but like the constant income from that.
If you're smart,
Income, and she's got anywhere from $1 to $2 million now, just from the one role and the decades that show's been running. Plus, you know, I guess the merchandise or whatever happened. But the one role did it, because you really don't see her in anything else.
You never know until you're going to hit
it. Exactly.
And you might want to be selective because you're going to get stuck with it. But let's play. I got the scene that I want to play with David Ogden Stiers. This is a scene that he is doing with none other than George Wendt from Cheers, Norm. Okay, but this is years before Cheers. Okay, so the scene, let me set it up. George Wendt has a pool cue ball stuck in his mouth. Therefore, he has no dialogue, okay? Charles Winchester comes in and he doesn't see it till about three quarters through the scene. So let's get it started. It starts out, you hear a little bit of Jamie Farr, and that's good. Let's do this.
Good stuff.
I don't believe it. A pool ball?
Yep.
In the mouth?
Mm-hmm.
People say Americans are crude.
Oh, come on, Charles. Where's your Halloween spirit?
Halloween spirit? At any moment, a wounded soldier could come in here, truly needing my services. And what am I doing? I am treating some leather brain who literally decided to have a ball. I will show him some Halloween spirit. Hello, I'm Dr. Winchester. And your name is? Would that be with one M or two? what seems to be the problem? Now, my dear lad, don't be shy. The doctor is your friend. You seem to be a bit congested. Feel a little frog in your throat? Could you cough for the doctor, please? Oh, my dear man, how can I discover what's wrong with you if you will not cooperate? Oh, I see. You want me to take your temperature. I can do that. Zooks, do you realize you have something in your mouth? What on earth could that be? Oh, look here. A little six painted on it. Could that be... How old you are. Now I see. You may not realize this, but you have a pool ball lodged in your mouth. No sweat. There is an alternative. I'll just take your temperature the other way. Well, don't get mad at me, chum. I if you didn't have that silly pool ball in there, I could stick the thermometer in your mouth. Well, I got a crazy idea. You know, this just might work. What if I were to remove the ball? How would I do that? Let's see. What to do? I know. I shall pull all your teeth. Come on, sport. You're a marine or a mouse? I could use a muscle relaxant. That ought to do the trick. But it is the wimp's way out. Be forewarned, Private Moscone. The next time we meet, I plan to perform major surgery, whether you need it or not.
Yeah, that's one way to keep an eight ball out of your mouth. Major surgery.
Keep the eight ball out of your mouth. I love MASH because we both grew up on it. That music is iconic. You can actually go back, and it's quite a hike. You can visit the set. But, I mean, it's let's get on to the next thing. So, New York City subway buskers, there's these two identical twin brothers. Maybe you saw this on Twitter. Maybe you didn't. It's these two twins who sound like the Beatles.
Do they have a high volume of tweets, retweets?
It's either, at the time when I read the article, it was a few days old. It says it got like 50,000 retweets. I have a feeling it's 500,000 retweets by now. I mean, it's you cannot deny that. I want to play a little bit of their music from the tweet. I mean, here's their names, Amari and Rehum Taylor. Sorry if I mispronounce your names, guys. They do have a band called Black Rabbit. They're a quartet. But their vocals and their physical posture of Paul and John is almost scary. And, I mean, you can hear a little bit of the British in there.
Yes, it's amazing. Because they're in a subway, I take it, and you can actually get the feel of the British downtown. But it's America downtown, so this is our version of the modern Beatles.
Yeah, so, I mean, we're going to play a few clips here. Here is what's been being played from the Twitter clip. So there's the clip that's been floating around on Twitter. The twins are Amari and Rehum Taylor. I think they look like they're about 30 years old, give or take. You know?
Yeah, it's pretty neat, man. If you like that one guy does it, Mesh whatever, DJ JV Jones Mesh.
Yeah.
You lay the tracks right on them. That's pretty close.
You can
close.
Almost take the audio that we're being played here and put it next to the Beatles, you know.
Yeah.
I want to play another clip of theirs. This is them doing I Want to Hold Your Hand.
I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me.
those guys have got they have an amount of positivity about them, you know.
And they sound so much like the Beatles.
As I was saying that, if you took them and silhouetted them, you would look like you would see Paul and John when they were doing the Ed Sullivan Show. Because everybody has seen those clips. It's burned in your mind. Paul tapping his foot. John bopping his shoulders. Same. It's scary. It's nerd cool scary.
It makes you wonder how long they were brought up on this from their parents.
Yeah.
Boom.
Maybe they'll get an interview somewhere. We'll have to share that.
That would be sweet, guys.
Okay, getting into our next thing. Getting into the meat and potatoes of the podcast. We've talked about it before, but she attended Las Vegas High School, graduated here, because we've been past there a couple of times.
It's amazing. You're like a famous celebrity, actually wrote something, produced it, came out of here.
It came out of here. So anyway, I'm talking about Tony Basil's hit 1982, Mickey. We did a little bit of the history on it in the past, but we're going to feature five different mixes here that came out.
Wow, pretty cool for a one-hit wonder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different neat versions, it looks like, you come up with.
This is one that Mabel pulled out of the vault. She said, here, go ahead and take this one. It's from a vinyl LP from a radio station in the Philippines.
Thanks, Mabel.
Radio station DXVM 99.1. On the vinyl LP, the record shows 1994, it says Timbuktu Records and New York Records. But in the searching of the internet, I cannot find this record anywhere else.
Hey, at least Mabel had it stuck somewhere in the vault, and at least she's sharing, especially after she hit her head and fell. Maybe she's going to be a little nicer this year and release some new stuff.
Give us some new stuff, Mom. Come on. So we got five versions. We're going to go work through the 7-inch, the dub, the 7-inch instrumental, the 12-inch, and the 12-inch alternative. So
listen out, nerd out on Mickey.
Nerd out on Mickey, and we'll stop through each song and come back in and talk about it because we need to. There is a bit of a feed going into this, so
just shut up and listen. That's it. Done.
We're doing this live, and like a radio station, you don't want any dead time, but this will come on here in about a second. Here we go. Needle to the record.
We'll be right back.
Okay, so that's a 7-inch mix, 336.
Sounds like a version like country music slash getting ready to lasso the cow.
Yeah, it's got, a rodeo feel to it, you know.
Pretty cool. All
right, so let's get into the next set, the next version. It's called the dub mix. And you're going to get your Mickey fill here.
You know
tonight.
What's amazing about? They have all these dub mixes,
yeah.
80s, 90s, and what the hell actually is a dub mix? You know what
mix,
I mean?
I'm not sure. I'll have to look into it.
Yeah, it's just like
but
one of those
it's
things.
Something about these like leftovers. Remember when I had the Glenn Frey dub mix and how different it was? It's like these little segments that the producer or the engineer had left over. And like, look, let's just put them together
and it works.
It
the
works.
Dub mix. The
it,
dub mix.
It does. So here we go. Mickey dub mix.
Dub mix.
We'll be right back.
Not bad for some 24-year-old vinyl.
No, but I noticed something.
What's that?
In this picture, it says LVH. That's got to be Las Vegas High with her name Tony. That's got to be her actual.
Oh!
That's got to be her actual cheerleading from high school.
Very observant of you. I've never noticed that.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like LVH. It's like but they got the thing when they yelled
the megaphone. Thing,
yeah. She was an actual cheerleader.
Yeah.
Respecting her high school.
I'm going to have to go back and look at the official music video for the U.S. and there was a separate one for England and see if they have the LVH Las Vegas High School.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. She's representing. Way to go, Mickey. Or
so,
Tony.
About that version, it's like very Euro, disco, almost like a video game, Atari 2600, Sega, it's...
Yeah, or what was the other one? Activision, something older, but yet... You want to get it.
Yeah, I mean, this is going to be, so far, these versions are something that's going to be on the music playlist for the drive to Los Angeles, or drive, So let's get into the mix number 3. This is what's known as the 7-inch, but I'm being told it's an instrumental, which, hey, why not? Let's do it. Okay, 7-inch instrumental, basically the 7-inch first song we played, but without the vocals, which is so cool because you can hear little things that you don't hear during the vocal version of the song.
I'm thinking that's like a game for a musical chairs for adults.
Yeah.
You keep running around a treadmill, and boom, when they stop it, get start again. Oh, my God.
Well, I'm thinking, I wrote these down. I'm thinking a sports stadium, you know, music that comes on, roller skating when you're a kid. Midway at the amusement park, you know, something playing over the little shoddy speaker, a discotheque, you know, it's just...
Musical chairs and the chaos of running around the merry-go-round of life. Oh, my God.
Non-stop. So let's get into our fourth version of it. This is simply just called the 12-inch.
You're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Vicky, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, hey, hey. Oh, Vicky, you're so fine, you blow my mind. Hey, hey, hey.
What do you think of that one?
I'll tell you what. That makes you back to your first seventh grade dance for me. Everybody on a Friday night, that was the big thing.
Yeah, and hold up. Let's make sure that was over.
It's over. Oh,
it's over, okay.
And, you know, it was like, you know, you're awkward at girls. And yeah. Girl asks you to dance. Yeah. Ask somebody else, you're like, no, no, no. Everybody wants to stand there and look cool. Boy, what a fool you were back then.
Oh,
boy.
Yeah. If you only knew, that falls into the category. If you only knew then what you know now.
Exactly.
I mean, I love the a cappella parts on that. It's like a glass of lemonade on a hot day or like a smooth mixed drink, the way it just goes down just right.
But that's what it reminds you of, that awkward teen.
Okay, that high, junior high school dance. What do they call it? The study period mixer.
Or the Friday night dance. We need to raise money for something in school.
Oh, God. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to throw a question at you. We'll play the next version, and then you answer the question, okay?
Sounds good.
Either junior high school or into high school, any cheerleaders that you had a crush on?
Yep.
Don't answer it. Let's play the song, and then we'll come back in. I got two answers. And you know what? I'm going to name names.
Why not? That's what we do.
By the way, this is what's known as the 12-inch alternate. Longest version yet. okay, I mean, if your head's not bopping or your foot is not tapping.
That's pretty neat.
If you're listening to the podcast and enjoying this, you know, how can you not have a good mood time with that song?
Especially with her different version.
Yeah.
Dub to long to short to just, it's just cool, man.
I mean, if you're going to be exercising, re-listen to the podcast, get on your treadmill, get on your bicycle. Do some reps of something. Listen to that over and over.
What do they call it? Aerobics.
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 Yeah, oh or whatever. They, as they called it back in the day, jazzercise.
Yes, oh my God.
I mean, it just, cannot.
Girl had the crush on cheerleader was Sandra Pereira, 7th and 8th grade.
Yeah.
Don't know what happened to any of the people because it was like I was a nerd. So
what's the backstory? What
just liked her. Everybody
was your
did.
Locker near hers?
No, we didn't have a locker. I went to Catholic school.
Okay, her name was Sandra.
Like, yeah, Sandy Pereira.
Sandy Pereira. Come
and
on
she
out.
Was, yeah, she was the hot girl in the school, but like a couple guys said, you're not smart, so you'll wind up probably being one of the oldest professions in the world.
Oh, God.
So it's like, wow.
That is cruel.
Yeah, this was 7th and 8th grade, so no locker, nothing. We had our stuff inside our book bag and under the desk.
Yeah. Well, I got two. First one was 7th grade. It was the blessing of the power. It was my homeroom, and then also my French teacher's class.
Oh, okay. Two for one.
So I got to see this girl twice a day.
That's pretty good.
And she was a little bit taller than me. She's same grade, but she just became...
Consumed all your time.
She consumed my time, my memories, and my dreams. Her name was Joette Lyons.
Wow.
She sat right behind me, and any excuse that I could think of, to turn around and talk to her, I would. But again, no time of day because I'm a nerd.
And remember, you used to have to pass the papers forward for your book, what do you call that, book report or pass the tests up. So at least you got to talk to her that way.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
She acknowledged me when other people wouldn't acknowledge me.
That's awesome.
I wasn't the football runner or the soccer player. I was
the basketball. Yeah.
I was just a cross-country nerd, So, Joette Lyons, if you're out there, hey, second one. Sophomore year, computer class. The teacher's name was Mr. Peck. You walk in, and my seat was, it was about six rows. Yeah, that's his name, Mr. Peck.
No, I thought you were going to say his name. You had a crush on a guy.
No.
I had to laugh at that the way that came out.
I'm giving this background information because anybody listening to the podcast knows where these people are. They can say, hey, you got mentioned on the Nerdlings podcast. So this one, you walk in. Actually, it's right when you walk into the foyer of Tigard High School. Oh, by the way, junior high school was Quality Junior High in Tigard, Oregon. Just getting that. So Tigard High School. You walk in. You immediately go to your left. The first room there was the computer room. Mr. Peck, the nerd teacher, has wore the suit, But my row was row two, seat two. And over kitty corner from me, from seat one, row one, was none other than Kim Inkins. I had a passion, madness for her for a long time, but
Who was hotter, her or Stacy's mom?
Oh, Stacy's mom. Love that video. At the time, if you only knew then what you know now, would you really change anything?
No. Maybe just a little bit more, not being such a nerd, just say, oh, well, put it out there because that's why you got to do things.
Yeah, that's why I'm not afraid to say last name. So, Quality Junior High, early 70s, would have been 1980. Joette Lyons, if you're out there. Hey, 1982, because this is when that song came out, Mickey. Kim Inkins, hey, if you're out there, give the name again.
Sandra Pereira, Holy Rosary Academy. Hit us up, Shiny Squirrel Podcast.
So, just in case you want to get that Mickey out of your mind because you're going to look kind of funny going into work with that, we're going to hit you with some more, a good 4-minute round of from Amari and Rehan Taylor. These are the twins who are doing Black Rabbit, that's the name of their band, that do the Beatles songs. So here they are to close us out with Love Me Do in 8 Days a Week.
And the amazing thing are they are a younger version of the Beatles, modern. Love it.
Hard. Here we go. This will lead us out.
Yeah.
a good week.
And all those young ladies and gentlemen from the Shiny Squirrel Podcast Fan Club, or now the Disney Network, hit us up on...
WCW is my main one, but hey, just go to the Shiny Squirrel Podcast on Instagram. That's where we're at.
Listen and give us some feedback. Thank you.